and a welcome back. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Closing with Corey podcast, episode number 26. I just got back from a staging appointment, and I planned on doing an episode that was going to primarily just talk about the importance of staging. And I figured, you know what? What better time than now, right off after coming from an appointment and seeing what the property looked like beforehand and then seeing it now right after I left, right before pictures, and just understanding how much of a difference it makes and how important it is to kind of, you know, do an episode based off of just that information. So, you know, let's kind of talk about it. I have a few sources here that I will put in the comments in case anybody wants to go and just check them out and read the full articles. A lot of the notes that I wanted to go over was more so just based off of the notes that I was taking from the staging appointment today to be able to talk about a little bit. But, you know, a lot of sellers will ask me if staging is going to be necessary for their house. And I would probably say across the board, 100% of the homes that I work with and that I sell can use a little bit of staging. Now, if it's a brand new construction, and if it's completely empty, then we're talking about virtually staging. That's a little bit of a different story. But when it comes down to a seller living in a home, whether it is 2 years or 40 years, there's definitely going to be some stuff that we can potentially do that is going to be an amazing investment on the seller's end for the return on investment or return of investment afterwards after the property is sold. So let's kind of talk about them a little bit. And listen, we're still in a seller's market, and it's not to where I do have some of those sellers that are like, you know, I don't have to stage my home. We're going to be able to list it. We're going to have, you know, a bunch of showings and a line for our open house. And you know, you may not be wrong, but also, too, you'd be surprised on how much staging is going to elevate your home based off of the competition. We are in a seller's market currently right now. We are at the end of May, so we're going into the summer market. Last week's episode, I talked a little bit about, you know, when to list your home and the benefits of listing it, you know, whether it's in the spring or the summer or going into the fall market, wintertime. So yes, 100%, we're still in a seller's market, but still at the end of the day, we are going to have, you know, competition of other homes. So if you have a home that, you know, is looking a little bit raggedy in the pictures based off of a home that is immaculate when it comes down to the online presentation in the pictures, there's going to be a difference as far as viewership and as far as those buyers that are going to be converted into in-person buyers and want to go and check out the property. So, you know, based off of some of the information that I saw online, 40% more of buyers are willing to visit a staged home versus a non-staged home from the pictures online. Now, 40% is a very large number. So, you know, I'm not 100% sure from one of the sources that I'll have in the description on how much that is an actual number, but I definitely do know that a lot more buyers, based off of how that online presentation is looking, are going to be, you know, willing to be able to go and make an appointment to visit those properties based off of some of these pictures that I'll be honest, I am just shocked at some of the pictures that some of the agents will put online to represent one of their listings. Now, listen, I get it. I've been in the position before to where you go to a property and you're like, wow, we are going to need about 4 or 5 dumpsters and about 7 or 8 cleaning crews to be able to have this be presentable. And I get that there are properties like that. But at the end of the day, there are some key factors that goes into being able to showcase a home and really to work with what you have. Because now, if you're going to be talking about staging in the sense of bringing in furniture, then the cost of that is going to be a lot higher. I've done it before. I've done it on certain price points when it comes down to properties. And a lot of the times, the conversations that I have with sellers, you know, trying to be cost effective, obviously, for them is to be able to work with what we have, but then also bringing in certain things and having just a general plan and idea of what the home is going to be able to look like. And then those little accents along the way go a very, very long way. The goal when it comes down to staging a home, ideally, is to eliminate your emotional connection to the home as a seller, you know, because you're going to have pictures. You're going to have all these things that tie into what you like and your family and your friends and everything that you created in that home. So staging is going to be able to eliminate that emotional connection on the selling side to hopefully create an opportunity for a potential buyer to create their own emotional connection. I know that when I have that conversation, when I bring that up in conversation, it could be a little bit sad depending on the situation, on the selling end. But that is the overall goal, is to say, okay, let's strip away whatever. You don't want a buyer to go in and the first thing they see is your, you know, your family portrait right smack dab when you walk into the home. In the foyer, you know, that's not going to be ideal. You're not going to want to go into the primary bedroom and to be able to see, you know, a huge wedding picture blow up above the bed. It's just not going to allow a buyer to walk in and just say, this feels like home. It's going to say, no, this feels like someone else's home. Obviously it's someone else's home, but it feels like we are at a home to where clearly, it doesn't look like these people are detached from it. And that's not the ambiance that you want to create for a potential buyer coming into your property. That is one of the most important things when it comes down to the rooms themselves. This is kind of my opinion now. I think that with the rooms, I think that the living room is probably going to be one of the most important rooms to get as perfect as possible, because that's where a lot of entertaining happens. That's where a lot of just hanging out happens. The living room and the kitchen are a close one and two, just, you know, based off of the house and based off of what's there already. Those rooms essentially is where most of the time is going to be spent. So I always say to kind of focus on those rooms. After that, I think, you know, the primary bedroom is going to be a big one, because again, that's going to be where the main focus is as far as sleeping wise and just, you know, whatever we are able to do with that space that's in there. And then I think, you know, the dining room and then other bedrooms, bathrooms, that all kind of falls secondary. But the living room 100% is going to be a huge one, along with the kitchen and then going into the primary bedroom. Also, the curb appeal, the exterior, that's still part of staging. So if you have a house and things like cutting the grass, doing the mulch, making sure as these buyers even walk up and pull up to the house, that the house looks as nice as possible. It just, it goes such a long way for a part of the selling process that can be a very, very low cost. And we'll kind of talk about that from some of these articles in a little bit. What are the main things with staging? Staging is, I think, like a broad blanket statement based off of all the things that I'm going to be doing, or an agent's going to be doing, to be able to prep your home. The number one thing, and this isn't probably going to be a surprise, but is to declutter. I say the same thing to every one of my sellers. Clearly, you're living in the home. So it's not as if it was expected that everything is going to be cleared out and clean and ready for showings, but decluttering is one of the most important things. Obviously, on a day-to-day basis and just living in a home, you probably don't even realize all the stuff that you have just kind of lying around. That's why when I walk through a property, what I try to do is I try to envision as if I am the buyer's agent and I have buyers and I'm walking through the property with them. What are the things that they are going to focus on? What are the things that their eye is going to be attached to? And then from there, kind of be able to start taking some notes and then have like an overall, I'll be honest with you. My email to sellers, and if any of the sellers that I've been fortunate to work with are listening, you probably understand what I'm saying when I say this. My email to sellers after that second visit and focusing on the prepping and the staging, and I send out an email and I have my pictures that I took, and I just kind of go through all of the things that are going to be primary in the sense of, hey, we need to get these done, and then secondary, but even the secondary ones are still like, let's try to get these done before we can get ready for pictures and the second phase of all of this. Decluttering is just huge, because You really need to do that in order to see the space that you have. You need to do that for the living room, for the kitchen. Kitchens are notorious just to be able to collect a whole bunch of stuff, whether it's on countertops or whether it's on the side table or whatever it is. There's a lot of stuff that you'll be able to do. Now, same thing. Sellers, just so you know, it's not to where it's like, hey, declutter and have this stuff evaporate and don't even have it be seen. No. You know, if you have a location in the basement for storage, if you have your garage, you go through the process of showing a lot of homes, and typically when a home looks absolutely beautiful and you can tell that there's not a lot of clutter and not a lot of stuff that's going on, a couple of things happens. You walk into the garage, and the next thing you know, you see a third of their home that is stored in the garage, and you're like, oh, there's all the stuff. Or if there is a storage area in the basement, there's always going to be a spot where all this stuff is stored. So don't get too worried. You don't need to have it removed from your house. You just need to have it removed from those locations and then stored into a better place that it's not going to take away from the buyer's actual showing experience. So declutter is going to be huge. The furniture is also going to be another big one. You know, you'd be surprised that whatever works for you may not be aesthetically what's going to look best in pictures. And then also when a buyer is going to be able to show up to the property. So that's another thing too, that is like a case by case basis that we'd have to be able to see and check out. All of this from the staging is there's two things that happens. Number one, it allows your pictures to be so much better. And I mean, that even goes down to the comforting on, or the comforters on the bed and the pillows and the throw pillows and the throw blankets and like the little plants and all of those little accents that just allows the picture to look that much better. That's obviously the most important thing with staging. And then onto the second phase of that is when the buyers show up, it's a lot more welcoming. It's a lot more neutral. It's a lot more, the vision becomes a little bit more clear for a potential buyer to say, okay, I can envision myself and my family living in this home. It's not where it's feeling like they're just going into someone else's home. And I know that may not make necessarily a lot of sense because it is someone else's home, but that person is trying to sell it. So detaching that connection with it and then allowing a buyer to establish that connection is a huge, huge part of staging. And I think it's very, very, very important. Notes-wise, so I have on here, and we'll talk about what the actual cost is and what the cost potentially could be compared to the return of investment. But according to NAR, 82% of the buyer's agents said how much staging allows their clients to visualize their property as their own. Yes. Okay. Obviously, that's pretty much a no-brainer, to where if you have staging as a buyer's agent, that's the other thing too. You know, it becomes a little bit easier to, I don't want to say sell the property, but to be able to, again, sell that vision of your buyers within that property. Another huge factor of staging that I forgot to put up there as well too is what else is included with staging. I think one of the primary things outside of decluttering is going to be painting. Painting always becomes a question. And listen, you've lived in the house and you painted, you know, one of the bedrooms a bright purple, or the kids' rooms are one thing because, you know, you can kind of utilize that within the staging of it. But those more of the overall, you know, living areas of the home, you want to have those be as neutral as possible. So the investment to have a painter come out and paint, and the cost of the paint is going to 100% pay it forward for when it comes down to the actual sale process and the money you'll be able to get back on that. Speaking of numbers, and speaking as far as return on that, according to the Real Estate Staging Association, and I'll be honest with you, until I started looking this up, I didn't even realize there was a Real Estate Staging Association, but it says that with an average investment of 1% of the sales price into staging, 75% of sellers saw a ROI of 5 to 15% over asking. What do all those percentages mean? A very, very small investment into staging is going to have a bigger return of investment when it comes down to the actual sale, just like we talked about. And I think that kind of goes without being said. You know, if you're in a much higher price bracket and if you're going up into the millions, then yes, having furniture and having all these other things come into play, you know, is a conversation that we'll talk about, but more so just for the overall seller that's out there. Working with what you have can go a long, long way, and then putting in a little bit of money into the areas that need it. Like I said before, I think another big part as far as investment-wise would go into the exterior as far as the the cutting the grass and the mulching and all of these different things that, again, just allows that experience to be good. Anything like within like the backyard, you know, simple things, pulling weeds, doing all of that to just have it be, you know, it's not like it's going to be like a fairy tale home, but it's going to be a home to where someone's going to be able to pull up and say, wow, this looks great and I want to live here. Another thing on here before I wrap it up was that 30% of buyers consult with family members during the buying process, even though that they aren't living in the home. And I mean, I know that for sure. So say one out of every three buyers that I'm working with is obviously, and I feel like even every buyer is looking for, you know, almost a little bit of validation and a little bit of reassurance from those family members and friends and people that they want to be able to say, hey, am I making the right decision here? Is this a good idea? And that conversation is most likely going to be a lot easier when these people pull it up and see the house presented and staged and looking the best that it possibly can, just to be able to reassure those buyers. The process of it is pretty simple as far as the walkthrough, as far as the notes. I won't get into everything up into detail, but just know that at least from my perspective, I am a part of every bit of that process when it comes down to staging and when it comes down to having the house, having each room look as nice as it possibly can and be presented as best as it possibly can. So then it translates into pictures, and then it goes from there. I think that it's a very, very important process. I think that for me, I'll be honest with you, I probably wasn't as confident in my staging as I am now, maybe, you know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. But with the amount of homes that I've been able to see, with being able to go to these places with Benny and see how he's able to operate and stage a home, and then to be able to take some notes from homes from other agents that I showed that looked, you know, immaculate, that I could tell that they, you know, they helped with the staging. I was able to kind of form my own system and to be able to form my own look almost as far as, you know, how I want to present my listings from my sellers. That is going to be the best possible turnout for them. It's something that I have, I think I've really tried to incorporate within like these last couple of years, just based off of the other competing homes that I've seen, and again, like the other agents that I've been able to take notes from, and the connections that I've made, and just to be able to see how much of a difference it makes when I even show my own buyer some of my listings, and they point out certain things, and I'm like, wow, you know. At one point, you question yourself, like, is it worth it to do this? Is it worth it for me to, you know, take everything off the counter and put a couple of flowers or cooking book or this or that and set the coffee area up all nice and cute? And it's like, okay, it is, because they're making those comments on it when they're walking through, and those little details go a very, very, very long way. So staging, 100% of the time, I recommend it, whether you're working with a huge home or whether you're working with a little condo or townhome. Utilizing that space, no matter how big or small, is always going to be important for any potential buyer to be able to see that space in the best possible light. And then again, the most important thing with staging is that you are trying to just remove that personal emotional attachment to it, so these potential buyers that are coming through can kind of create their own and be able to see their own family, you know, in the kitchen hanging out, or at the dining room table, or in the living room watching a movie, and to be able to really have that full vision and that full experience while they're checking out the property. So that's all I have for you for this, for staging. Staging I could talk about for so long, but I wanted to kind of focus on the main points and to be able to open up that conversation, especially to anybody else that is thinking about when it comes down to selling and if staging is going to be something that they need to do. Time frame wise, factor it into play is that whatever you're thinking as far as your listing date, you know, go backwards at least a month is when you should have something locked in place and ready to go with whoever you're going to be working with, hopefully, obviously, me. So thank you guys so much for listening. As always, subscribe, comment, like, share it, questions, reach out to me. I am kind of getting on a roll with these. These in-office episodes are a little bit easier just because I'm able to have my computer here. I can kind of talk a little bit freely as far as some of these things that I think about on a day-to-day basis. And then, as I said before, we're going to have some cool guests coming on. Maybe I'll even have a professional stager on as well too, just to be able to talk about the importance of that. And you know, that would be more on like a high-end basis, but you know, it would be cool to have that conversation too. So hope you guys have an amazing week. Thank you guys always so, so much. I will talk to you soon.